Me and the women who run with the moose not only survived Black Friday, we had a heck of a good time to boot. Nothing new there. Though to be honest, my right arm is still feeling a little wonky. Must have strained it carrying all those shopping bags. And my purse, of course, which my sister Irene calls the overnight bag. Even though I try to remember to switch off, I tend to carry the heavier stuff with my right arm. Gotta say, smartphones and texting have made things so much easier. For a casual shopping trip, me and the girls tend to stick together. But all bets are off on Black Friday, because a gal's just gotta do what a gal's gotta do. So we keep in touch, texting each other if we're running late for our morning Starbucks break, lunch at Bugaboo Creek, or our afternoon pick-me-up, usually Dairy Queen. Though, I gotta say, as much as I love a peanut butter parfait, I still miss Friendly's. Then there's the sales alerts and updates we send each other. Attention shoppers, Fabo sale on cashmere scarves at Macy's, $20 each. Smiley face. Yankee Candle, gingerbread maple, yummy. Face with hot eyes, thumbs up. Santa looks like he's in witness protection. Where do they find these guys? Scream face, cat scream face, LOL. BBW, that's Bath and Body Works for the uninitiated. Buy three, get two free. Party hat, hands clapping party hat, hot, hot party hat. You'll get the idea. I actually didn't buy all that much for us. We've kind of cut down on the gift given in our family. Though, who doesn't need another cute scarf? I mean, it takes that old winter coat and jazzes it up, right? Mostly, I had fun buying stuff for our charity this year, a women's shelter in Bangor. Just little things, a nice shampoo, a moisturizer, body lotion, some lip balm, a cute nail polish. It's amazing how something so small can make you feel so good. This time of year, it can feel like you're on one of them motorized walkways at the airport. Everything's flying by, yet even though the walkway is moving you forward, that's just not speedy enough for you. No, you feel like you gotta keep walking as fast as you can, too. Before you know it, everything but the walkway is a blur. Then it ends, and you got so much momentum going, it's hard to get off that darn conveyor belt gracefully. Been there, done that. My niece Caitlin's big on setting intentions. I usually wait till the new year, but why not now? My intention for this holiday season is to pay attention to the things that matter. Spending quality time with family and friends, giving to those in need, being kind to myself, and staying off that darn moving walkway. Sounds like something that would be helpful all year round, right? That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.